理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 34 January came, and the entire area was covered in snow. The air was extremely cold that time of year. Catherine and I would often take walks to the Bains Dale on the opposite side of the mountain we lived on. We would always stop in at a small hotel where they served a delicious warm wine. We would relax in the cafe there, talk over the wine, and then head back out into the bitter cold. I had grown a beard by this time, and the snow would always gather in it and turn it white, like an old man's. Catherine loved it. I liked it too. It made me look more like a real man, like the woodcutters who often came to the café at the Bains Dale to get warm. On our way home one day, we saw a fox running through the woods. He was beautiful.
Isn't it wonderful how we hardly ever see people here?
Catherine asked. Very, I answered.
Let's sit down for a moment. I'm a little tired.
We found a fallen tree and sat down upon it.
Do we have enough money to get through the next few months?
She asked. No problem, we're fine.
Do you think your mother and father will ask you to come home now that they know you're here?
Probably. I'll send them a letter soon.
You haven't written them?
No. We didn't get along very well before the war.
Well, I'm sure they're wonderful. I'll get along with them quite well.
Shall we get going? Are you feeling better now?
Yes. You know, I've decided to wait until after the baby is born to cut my hair short. I don't think I'd be very attractive now with my belly being so large. Once I'm thin again, I'll have it cut and you'll love me more than ever.
More than now? I love you so much already. Are you trying to kill me?
Yes, I guess I am.
Wonderful. Straight through to the end of February, to the end of winter, we lived very happily. Occasionally it would rain and melt some of the snow, but overall the mountain valley remained beautifully white. Then, March brought the heavier, more frequent rains that completely did away with the snow and turned the valley into a sad and muddy place. Walking into town was more difficult now because of the slippery roads. The baby was due to arrive in about a month. I began to think about us changing homes and living closer to the hospital. I discussed this with Catherine, and she agreed to move, for the weather would only be getting worse. We decided to go to Lausanne, where the hospital was. Our landlord was nice about letting us leave so suddenly. He had fully expected us to go. He invited us to return with our child when the weather improved. I thanked him and promised to let him know by mail before we returned. We then left, and the Göttingens helped us carry our things to the train station. When we arrived in Lausanne, we took a carriage to a nice hotel and got a room. It was a big change from the Göttingens' home. It was quite large, and the bed was very fancy. Catherine began to put away our clothes, and I sat down to relax with a drink and an old newspaper.
Tomorrow, I'd like to go shopping for clothing for the baby,
Catherine said. You'll be good at that. All nurses are good with babies.
But I've never worked with any patients with babies.
Yes, you have. You worked with me. I've got a baby right here, I said, pointing to her. She hit me with her pillow, and my drink fell out of my hands and onto the floor.
I didn't mean to do that, dear,
she said, apologizing.
I'll have another one brought up to you.
No problem. I know it was an accident. Come over here.
No, I'm not even pretty anymore. I'm just a round pig now.
That's not true. You're just as pretty as before.
You're drunk.
No, I'm not. I mean it. We then ordered some dinner and wine. We both enjoyed alcoholic drinks. Catherine still liked to drink them occasionally. As long as she did not have too much, we guessed it would not hurt the child. For the next 3 weeks, we chose to take most of our meals in our room instead of in the restaurant. Catherine bought everything she needed for the coming baby in that time. Meanwhile, I began to go to the gym to exercise. It felt good to be active again. I really needed it, because soon Catherine could no longer walk as much as before. We spent more and more time in our room. The only time I was not with her was when I was at the gym. The baby would come soon. Knowing this, we both felt the need to spend as much time together as possible.